This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I like to say that you can't make any mistakes in this life, because as you go and you make movement or you don't, you give yourself the time you need to learn or get frustrated or decide that you're ready to take some risk. And that time is important. It helps you to make decisions. This week, I've been sharing with you a variety of diagrams about fear, about how much time you're spending thinking about things that you don't want versus things that you do. When you are creating a business, there are certain things that you are going to be facing. Fear is something that you're going to be facing nearly every day. You do not have somebody else creating an income for you. It is you that is creating. And for some people, they can't handle that. Other people crave freedom so much, they crave autonomy so much, that it calls them to step through the fear. The things that are grounded in fear, like procrastination, calendar clutter, not knowing what to do next, staying in the same place because it's familiar, being afraid of being uncomfortable, all of those things are taking you to an opportunity for learning and growing that you seem to be needing, and that's why they're presented to you. The purpose of this week and last week was twofold. One is to get you to think about how much time you're actually spending working against yourself. And you're doing that with the creative collaborative field. As you're working against yourself, you're creating more and more of that because you're tuned up to it. You're tuned up to what is not going to be working. Your reticular activation system is looking to match what you're thinking and feeling on the inside and what you're talking about with what you're experiencing on the outside. You have a lot of control over what you're experiencing, and I want you to see that through the work we've been doing in the last 2 weeks. The second thing I want you to notice is that those excuses, those mechanisms that are pointing you away from the target, they are wasting your energy. They are taking the energy away from the energy you could have on the target. And again, that's okay if that's what you want. But in each of those fears, in each of those distractions or excuses, there is information waiting for you to discover. And once you discover that, you can shift it. In my world, I love to believe that whatever is wanting to, I'm going to say, trip me up, is there to create the learning for me that I need to get to my next level. Take a look over what you've created in the last 2 weeks as you've been jotting down information about what is taking you from your focus on your vision. And let's get to work on those things. Have a beautiful day.